spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. Listen to the word of life with Reverend Steve Mensah of the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry as he teaches the word of God with simplicity, passion, and understanding.
And now, the Reverend Steve Mensah.
Understanding leadership. The world has its own system. The world has its own definition of who a leader is. But let's look at Jesus' definition on leadership. Look at the book of John, chapter 13. The Gospel of John, chapter 13. The Gospel of John, chapter 13. The Gospel of John 13, reading from verse 1, I want you to look at some stages of the life of Jesus here. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of his world into the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garment and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, but so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Now, this is a very serious scripture talking about Jesus' type and kind of leadership, where the Bible said he sat at supper, he rises from supper, laid aside his garment. You see, in those days, a person's garment determines who that person is. What you wear tells you who you are. They can tell who you are by what you are wearing. So he rises from supper, laid aside his garment, takes a bowl of water, pours into the bowl, and began to wash the disciples' feet. A duty that was left only to the last and the least of the servants in the house. So for Jesus to do that, means he has condescended from his high office as a man that seated at meat at the table. And that condescendment was not very popular with the Jews. It means you have lowered your ranks. But Jesus was propounding a serious doctrine on leadership. Say amen. It means that I sit before you at the head table as a high-ranking official, as your father, but I have taken my garment. It means that I have laid aside who I am. And then he takes a bowl of water and then pours in, pours water in it, and then he begins to wash the disciples' feet. In those days, the soil were very loamy, and the last and the least of the servant is kept at the gate of the entrance. And whenever you are coming to visit the master's house, your feet were washed from the kneecap downwards before you saw the carpet. So that job was left for the least and the last of the servant in the house. So Jesus has condescended from being the head of the gathering to the least of the servant, to say that if you want to be an effective leader, you must come down from your high horse. Say amen. So am I talking to leaders here? It means that you must be prepared to come down from where you are to become effective. Because the world system of leadership is different from the kingdom system of leadership. And here we are talking about the Jesus kind of. And because Peter couldn't stand, because Peter understood what Jesus was doing, he stood up and said, no, I will not allow you to wash my feet like that. I will not allow you. I rather must be washing your feet. But he said, what I'm doing to you, you don't understand, but you understand later. Later on, he stressed on the doctrine. He stressed on the doctrine. He said, ye call me master. That is verse number what? Ye call me master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. If I am there and have come down to serve, then I am calling you into service. Say amen. I am calling you to what? Into service. So, beloved, we have been called to serve. But you see, you can serve well, you can also serve poorly. But I pray that you will serve well. Amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. So first of all, I want us to understand that our original calling is to serve mankind, is to serve the people of God, is to condescend and wash the feet of the people. The day we cease to understand the Jesus kind of leadership, it means we have lost track of where we are going. May we not lose track of where we are going. So this synod is to remind us of our service to God, our service to man, our service to humanity, our service to God, our service to one another, and our service to people below us, our service to God. Our service to God, our service to our contemporaries, our service to the people below us, and our service to the entire human race. And may we serve till we die. Jesus served till he died. Let it never be said that he was once a pastor. May it not be said about you that you were once a pastor. Say amen. So number one, we must understand leadership. When you understand leadership, you become effective in your leadership. Number two, you must change your mindset about leadership. You have to change your mindset about leadership. Hallelujah. The book of Luke, chapter number 22. The book of Luke, chapter 22. And I'm reading from the verse 25. Luke 22, the verse 25. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. Luke 22, and I'm reading from what? 25. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doeth serve. Jesus is trying to tell, look, change your thinking. Don't struggle for post. Struggle to serve. Say amen. There was a stripe. That means that the disciples were 12. And as they were walking as the 12, they were like, so out of we the 12, who is the leader? Peter said, I'm the leader. They said, no. James says, I'm the leader. The Bartholomew said, no. I met Jesus first. This one said, there was a strife among them. It means that they saw the works of Jesus. They saw the ministry of Jesus. They saw whatever. And they wanted to be the next. Somebody wants to be the next in command. In fact, James, the sons of Zebedee, their mother came and said, I want my children to sit both on your right and your left. But they didn't know that to sit on the right or left means that there is a price to pay. There is a price to pay. Hallelujah. Many people think that leadership is enjoyment and everything. Leadership is responsibility. Leadership is not to be saluted. You must salute the people. Say amen. Leadership is being the first to appear and the last to live. Say amen. Oh, are you there?
Yeah.
So anytime, that is why leadership is a calling. You cannot call yourself as a leader. Hallelujah. That is why you can't come to me and say to me, Reverend, I want you to appoint me as a deacon in the church. You can't say that. You can't come and tell me that I want to become a pastor. And I want to also preach. I have a lot of scriptures bubbling in me. That is why if you're an associate, you shouldn't go to your overseer and ask him, so when will I also preach? So all these scriptures I have been reading, what are they for? My brother and I think this year will be 52. 53. This year will be 53 in July. And we'll be 20 something years, almost 30 years, in 27 years in ministry. Not once has he asked me, when am I preaching? Are you getting me? Not once has he asked me, when am I preaching? Say amen. If God gives you a message, he will give you a microphone. Say amen. If it is he who has given you a message.
Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry presents 20th Anniversary Convention under the theme Divine Intervention. Speakers, Reverend Dr. Mensa Otterville, ICGC, Bishop Charles Ajinasari, Perez Chapel International, Bishop Dan Hubert Mill, Lighthouse Chapel International, Reverend Eastwood Anaba, Fountain Gate Chapel, and Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, Action Chapel International. Host is Reverend Steve Mensa, General Overseer, CEM. Date, 5th to 9th March 2014. Venue, Railroad Temple, Northwood. Time, 6 p.m. each night. Come and receive divine intervention in your life. Head
to rest upon. It rested upon the person who was serving at the backside of the desert. When you are seriously serving at behind the scenes, the oil will locate you. So when there was a strife among them as to who should become a leader, Jesus said, the person who wants to become a leader should be one who is rather serving. Ask the person beside you, are you serving? You must serve. The Bible said, for he who seeth you in secret, he shall reward thee openly. So the problem is that, is the Lord seeing you in secret? Are you serving the Lord secretly without anybody noticing? Then he shall reward thee openly. But to strive, struggling, making yourself what you are not, calling yourself general superintendent, general overseer, you have 35 members, they are calling you papa, papa. Why are you in the hurry to wear Saul's armor? Papa, you are papa. Anytime they are introducing you, let your pastor introduce you as the pastor, the senior pastor of your branch. You haven't reached the area of a father or a papa yet. Who have you fathered? How many children do you have? The moment you elevate yourself to become a papa, there are demons that fight papas. That demon will locate you. Oh, is it, oh, I didn't know you have become a papa. Guys, all the small demons, you are recalled back to camp. The ones that attack papas, please appear. You will see attacks you haven't seen before. Be a servant. That's only be a servant. So change your mindset. Flattering titles, in the hurry to be known, putting your face on poster, trying to project yourself, wearing robes. Say amen. Stay small in your own eyes. Oh, am I talking to somebody? Yeah. So that an effective leader is not the one who is gunning for posts. An effective leader is the one gunning for service. Is the one who is gunning to serve. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, it is very important that you change your mindset about leadership. Look at Luke 9:46. Then there arose a reasoning among them which of them should be greatest. And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a child and sat by him. And said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you shall be called, or the same shall be great. Say amen. He that is what? Least among you shall be called what? The same shall be good. That means Jesus is looking for the person who has a childlike heart and attitude. Say amen. Yeah. Sometimes you have to behave, you have to look at the characteristics of a child. You look at the characteristics of the child, Jesus said that, look, that is the way I want you to be. A child who is easily learning, being taught, has no record of wrong, has no bitterness. Have you seen a child carrying bitterness before? A child bitter. He doesn't know what is bitterness. Look, you can put a Japanese child among African children and then add a Chinese one and then Afghanistan. put them off. They don't even understand each other's language. But I'm telling you, they will play right now. They will play right now. A Japanese, an African, a European, an American, all these, they don't understand each language. But I'm telling you, put toys and things here. They will find a way of communicating and flow and be happy. And be happy. Put 4, 5, 3 very intelligent leaders. They won't come to a conclusion. Because everybody knows too much. So Jesus said, unless you become like a child and you can just flow with everybody, flow with everybody, you can become a great person. By the grace of God, one of the only reasons we are doing our 20th anniversary, we are able to bring the Archbishop Duncan Williams, Dr. Mason Altable, Bishop Heward Mills, and then all these guys on one platform, including Ankrab, including Reverend Sam Kwanchi Ankrab, because he has to go to Chicago. The reason is because we as a church, we flow with all churches. Yeah. Yeah. We as a people, we flow with everybody. Say amen. Yeah. And that must be the spirit you must carry. Carry the spirit of flowing, flowing. Flow. Don't belong to camps. All these guys have camps. I belong to all the camps. All the camps, I'm there. Say hallelujah. Are you there? And so it is very, very important that you begin to change your mindset about leadership. Instead of striving to be known, to be first, to be whatever, and be busy about the master's business. Be busy about the ministry. Your passion to be how you can serve effectively, how to make the church work, how to multiply yourself, to plant the next branch, to plant. There are some of us who have been planted for years. You haven't planted anything. How to deploy some of the members to go and start other works. All over the place, working. I know one pastor, when I'm going to visit his branch, he takes 3 days off from his house and he's sleeping in the church, making sure that everything is before the convention. And the investment of time and energy reflects on the convention. It shows in the convention. Working. Say amen. Hallelujah. And so I pray that the Lord will help all of us to become effective leaders. Number one, we must understand what leadership is. Number two, we must change our mindset. And then let's not think that the people at the top, the people at the top. Change your mindset. We are all serving the Lord. Amen. Number three, I want to do 10, but I want to do 5 this evening, then I close. So number three, an effective leader is a committed leader. Committed. Say commitment. Do you know there are some pastors who are not committed to their pastoral work? Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 4, 31-35, the book of John, he says, in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus said unto them, my meat, everybody say my meat. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. It means that I am committed to my task. And to finish my assignment. Say amen. Commitment. My meat. My meat. My desire. My work. I'm just committed. A brother was with us many years ago. And then traveled. And then came back. when he came back, we were preparing feverishly for our meetings and preparing for church and preparing for outreach. Then he said, "Hey, Reverend Steve." I said, "Yeah." He said, "I am too impressed." I said, "Why?" He said, 18 to 20 years ago, I was with you guys in cafeteria. The way you used to do the work, I have come 20 years now on, and the same zeal is there. The same passion. Say amen. Beloved, don't slow down. Maintain momentum. Be committed. Don't be hot and cold. Today you're on fire. The next day you have lost the fire. Say amen. Be committed. And you must be passionately be passionately committed to something. As a leader. Hallelujah. When Colonel Dumont died and they were reading all the tributes, you can see a few of the words were running in the tributes of almost everybody. The way he brought some freshness in journalism, the way he carried journalism to another level. And then they spoke about his death. In fact, to be very honest with you, that was what has caused his demise. He was too passionate. Didn't give himself no break. Didn't apply wisdom in certain areas. Working. But even though he lived shortly, the impact is so great that the world celebrated him. Say amen. Somebody told me something I'll never forget. He said, "It is not how long you live. It is the impact you made when you were alive." Jesus lived for 33 years. And his legacies is still lingering on. Some of you will say, "My grandfather died 107. Okay, 107, what did he do? It's not how long you live. It is the impact you have on society, your commitment. Some people have put the name of a university. I asked Pastor Stanley, "Where is the university? You can't find the university." Some others too have put a small label, university, and you should go there massive. Look. Anybody at all can arrive from anywhere. There's a holy presidential dinner. They will send us all, protocol will send us invitation cards to come and eat and also to greet people and take pictures. Some people will not appear there. Oh, and greet and do what? And what are we doing next? After greeting, what next? If he doesn't see anything that is tangible, but just to come and mark presence and to fulfill protocol desire, you don't come. He's busy building, busy doing something. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of the Father. Committed. And in my ministry, I've learned that people who are focused, people who have been committed, dedicated to their work speaks. But those who are all over the place. There is one brother. He comes from London. He's one of our friends. He's all over the place. Independence Day is there. All over the place. Receiving greetings. Giving opening prayer. Closing prayer. Always with the cameras. All over. Everywhere is there. Hey, all over the place. Beloved, I went to see his works. He has nothing to show. He's just blowing hot air. But there is nothing behind it. Because cheap is called cheap popularity. He's trying to be famous. We are not called to become famous. We are called to be
committed to a cause. Going to strategic meeting, appearing at strategic places. Well, by the beginning of the year and the close of the year, you must see what you have achieved as a church, as a branch, as a person. My meat is to eat. Jesus spoke to God and said, how many years have I got to finish this assignment? You got 3 years. 3 years. I need you here. So as soon as he came, went to the synagogue, opened the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to preach the broken heart, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the Lord, to preach the Lord. When he prayed, then he closed the book. As soon as he closed the book and he left the temple, oh, he was committed to the reason why he came. I came from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. I came from heaven. He said, I was sent from heaven to come and fulfill an assignment. And in 3 years, he accomplished his mission and left. And 2,000 years later, we are still seeing the fruits of his labor. That is your story. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So I'm calling you to be committed to God's work. God's work. As an effective leader, God's work. People must see a path to follow. Those people who are following you should see themselves as doing nothing, because when they compare their pace with you, the leader, the pace at which you are going, they need that they have to back up. Among us here in headquarters, when they give you a job to do, when they give you something to do, and you don't accomplish it, and you don't accomplish it, you see us like this, smiling with you. You mess up with your work. You call your mother. Say amen. If they say clean this carpet, it means be at it. Clean it until the carpet is glittering, until the carpet is spotless. Because as soon as we are coming to walk around like this, and look with a critical eye, look at the carpet and say you have clean. And if the carpet is not properly clean, oh, you'll be fired. We'll make you small. We will let you know that you are useless. Jink me. Do it again. Say amen. Amen. It forces you to execute your duty to its logical conclusion. Such a way that when you are given an excuse, it is like you had no choice. This was the only way. Because they will punch holes in all your excuses. We will not take your excuse on the face value and assume that, he said he was tired. You were tired. Can be tired. There is a language in his house. You can't be tired. You are working. You are working. Say amen. You are working. So be committed. Be committed to God. Jesus came. When he came, you can see that there were a lot of social functions, gatherings here at the marketplace where his ministry was not needed. He didn't go there. Where his ministry was not welcome, he wasn't there. He was among the poor. He was among the people preaching, teaching on the mountains, ministering, healing. And the crowd went there to listen to him. And in 3.5 years, he had made a lasting impact on the people. You are going to be given 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. What impact are you going to leave? The reason you may not make a lot of impact because you were not committed to the work. Commitment was weak. And there's something I know about God. He doesn't add more when he can't see fruits. For he that hath shall be given more. So may the Lord add more. Say amen. And this year, 20th anniversary, must spark a revolution in your branch. Change everything there. Move it. Go out. Bring the soul. Start another branch. By the time you are calling us, you are calling us to come and do a convention, there must be tangibility in the branch. One of our branches in Koko has been calling me. I said, when I come, look at the travel, look at the trip from Accra to Koko. Am I coming to see children? I said, Daddy, no. That's okay. I'm coming. Yeah. He has taken his time. Say amen. I must see that you have done your best for the Lord. Build the structure. Build it beautifully. Do it well. Don't do some biara finish. Do a good finishing. It's the house of God. Paint it well. Clean the place. It's not an foam church. It's the house of God. Say amen. Amen. If you are hanging a curtain, hang it well. Say amen. Amen. If you are buying a microphone, take time and buy a good microphone. Don't take a microphone that you have to come and squeeze the top and squeeze it down. No. Take your time. Buy it. Build the church. Clean the place. Hallelujah. Committed, you yourself, you are there. They are building the structures. Stand behind the walls. If the walls are not straightened, my papa can't stand walls at that. You see, you shouldn't build the wall. The wall is like this. Please. The wall must be straight. The wall must be straight. Must be strong. But because you are not committed, some wayside masons are just putting one block upon the other. And they are disgracing the house of God. Build it well. It may be small, but do it well. Say amen. Hallelujah. I went to Mamobi. Mamobi is a small church. It's like somebody's hall. Actually, they are not playing there at all. They have curtains painted the place. Oh, can see that in a small place. Look, I went to Dansoman branch. It's not a big hall, but sound. Oh, music, worship. I love going there. Worship, worship. Oh, worship. Because I come from a house of worship. I feel the worship there. When I ministry, when I go in and I'm late, I'm not happy. I'm not happy because I want to hear music, sound, organist, works. Love to be there. So I'm saying this because when I'm coming to your branch, I must see your commitment affecting the service. You are there making sure everything is in order. Here, that is how we work. We are going to have an anniversary. We ourselves, we are around. We are removing this. We are on the ground. Supervising works. The buildings we are putting down, we climb it 10 times a day. The top here. We have our own, what is that? We have our own helmet. We are not sitting in our office though. When we have a walkie-talkie. When we sit in our office more, then let's meet on the side. Then we are climbing the top. We are examining things. We are changing things. We are supervising. We are committed. Oh, I see you committed to your work. Amen. Whichever portion of ministry you have been given an oversight, oh, be committed there. In Jesus' name. Amen. And you see, when you are committed to something, the result shows. The results are obvious. When they come, when people come around and they say, this is the person who is in charge of this work. You can see that he has done it excellently. But when you are not committed, you don't supervise, you are not there, you are always raising your nose all over the place, you are not committed, you come late, you leave early. By the time you are doing something, doing a convention or something, you can see that things are not glorifying God. So So you can be in the village in Gbefi. You can be in Konkrantumi somewhere. You can be in Kintampo somewhere. But do the work well. Do it as unto the Lord. Do his act as what? Unto the Lord. Knowing that this is the habitation of the Spirit of God. Do it as unto the Lord. And because Jesus said, my meat is to do. This is the second of the. My meat is to do the will of him who sent me. And to finish his work. May you not finish Reverend Steve's work. May you finish God's work. God's work. Not Reverend Steve's work. God's work. God's work. God's work in your branch. God's work as a deacon, as a leader, welfare, instrumentalist, whatever you are doing, anywhere you are headed, where in who, or where, wherever. God's work. God's work. Whether you are being commended or not, whether they are, whatever, you are working us unto the Lord. You are working us unto the Lord. I am here suffering. I'm not receiving enough help, but I will do my best. I will do my best in Gbefi. I will do my best in Ho. I will do my best in Dansoma. One day I went to the Agboba people. Agboba. They took me through some lungus. I said, where are we going? So we are going to our church plot. Your church plot. We traveled and then we appeared at the place. I saw footings. You can see that they are in the midst of some lungus. They have come to find a plot of land. And they are building a church there. They are building it there. I was so impressed. God's work. I was so impressed. Amen. Amen. All the way in Kaswa, there are some people there. I have never been there before. They said they are bringing me. I said, you are bringing me there. I am coming. Make sure there is something for me to see. Make sure there is something for me to see. Say amen. Amen. Because of the Lord. Hallelujah. May your commitment reflect in your works. Amen. And may God reward you as a result of your commitment. Amen. To God's work. May God reward you as a result of your commitment. And I know something about God. When he sees that you are a faithful and a committed minister, leader, he himself blesses you. He blesses. When you see a pastor who is not blessed, check his works. A pastor who is not blessed, look at his works. Amen. Amen. Look at his works. Anybody, the Bible says, and ye shall serve the Lord thy God, and he, the Lord, will bless thy bread and thy water. So he blesses, he is a rewarder of them who serve. May your service bring you a reward. Reverend Steve is not coming to reward you. What have I got to come and reward you? Am I going to give you a car? Or a house? No. He who has called you and ordained you and sent you to do his work, he is the person who will reward you. He will reward you on the face of this earth and give you a reward in the heavens to come. So I'm calling you to be committed to your work. Not as unto any man. But as unto the Lord. Say amen. Amen. Comrade Dumo was very committed with his journalism work. After 41 years, he has left an indelible impact on journalism in our country. After 41 years, his assignment is finished. But he has left a legacy. May you leave a legacy where you are. Amen. May you leave a legacy. When you exit your post, may people feel it. Oh, if this brother were here. Say amen. Amen. You know, I have a pastor here. It's Mr. Abochin and his wife. They have a special grace of visiting people. Visit all sick people in the church. Because sometimes when people are sick and they don't visit them, they feel that the church doesn't care. But can we, the pastors, visit sick people, attend funeral? We can't do all that. So we set them up that you and your wife just go around visiting people. sometimes, you know, they appear in some weird places. Then they will call me from there. Pastor, we are in the house of Madam Susu and so. She lives in Dodowa Road, on the Dodowa Road. And she's been sick. So we are here. Want you to pray for her or for him. Then she'll take the microphone. She'll take the phone and say, "Oh, Reverend, thank you very much for sending these people." You know, I didn't really send them that day. I didn't even know they were even going there. For sending them. So yeah. I sent them to you. The way I love you, that's why I asked them to come. Oh, Reverend, thank you. I'm so elated. I feel healed already. Oh, their presence. They brought me communion. They brought me money. That you said they should bring me money. I didn't give them any money to go and send to anybody. I was lying on my bed after preaching on Sunday. And instead of them going to their house to go and rest, they have gone on the Dodowa Road to some lungu somewhere. Because they are committed to their work. The day they will stop doing that thing, I'll feel it. The day you stop doing your work, may people feel it. Because you were so dedicated, so committed, that when you stop, it was obvious that there is a vacuum that has been created. The Abochis. Oh, it doesn't matter where you are, they will locate you. I'm the overseer in my house. I'm the bishop of the house. When my son was sick, they appeared there in my own house. We have come to give him communion. They have come to give my son. I didn't give my son communion. They have come to give my son communion and to pray for him. They came to my house to come and give him communion. It's like, we don't care whether you are the bishop or not. We have come to do our duty in your own house. They came to my house, entered the room, held their hand, pray for him, witness to him, and they gave him communion. Committed. I am calling everybody here to be committed to your work. Such a way that when you don't appear, when we don't see you, when we are around and you are not there, we should know that you are missing in action. We should know that you are missing in action. We can never hold prayer meetings and things here when Pastor Mike there, when Pastor Mike is not in the prayer meeting, I don't feel happy. Because he is the one who can lead the prayers. He leads all of us into the prayers. He can stand on his feet for 2 hours leading, with the topics, 60 topics, and we are all following. Whether we are tired or not, we are all following. I'm the overseer. When he takes the mic, I'm following. He puts the topic there, and I write the scriptures down. Say amen. May you be committed to your work. That when you are not there, people will know that something is missing among us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Number four. Okay, last but one. An effective leader leads by example. That's what he leads by example. We always say that leadership is by example. 1 Timothy 4, 12 to 14. 1 Timothy 4, 12 to 14. 1 Timothy 4, 12 to 14. Let no man despise thy youth. Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul was writing to Timothy that, he said, Timothy, lead the people by example. It means that be the partaker of what you want the people to do. People become who the leadership is. We are a shepherd and we have a flock. The sheep, they take after the shepherd. Say amen. So Paul is saying, now, the people become who you tell you want them to be. What the people are not is because the leader is not like that. If your branch or the people are prayerless, it means you, the leader, you don't pray. If we come to your branch and the place, then we say, shall we pray? And the people are starting looking at us. It's not because they don't know how to pray. You, the leader, you are not prayerful. That is why you have not infected your members with prayers. If we come there, we are raising money for a church, and the people don't give, it means you are not a giver. You don't give. The people become who you are. Say amen. The extent to which the members are dedicated is the extent to which you are dedicated. It means that you are a reflection of the flock. You are what? A reflection of the flock. So look at what you are not doing well. That is why he said, look at the teaching he gave. He said, be thou, let no man, go a few scriptures up. I'll show you something there. Go to 11 and come down. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth. No, go to 10, I think 10. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially those that believe. He says, these things command and what? Teach. Let no man despise thy youth. Be thou an example of the believers in, first of all, word. That means that you must be a word person. Number two, in conversation, what the way you converse. In charity, your love life. In spirit, the way you understand spirituality. In faith, in purity, your level of holiness. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and the doctrine. Hallelujah. You don't fast because of the members who don't fast. You don't pray because they don't also pray. The whole place, you see, when we used to preach in a certain church, and the guy is a very slow person. He's a very powerful man of God, but he's slow. Anything he wants to say, he says it slowly. So I realized that all his members are also very slow. So when I go there and I want things done in a certain way, I realized that no. They were too slow for me. And I realized it's not their fault. They have taken after their leader. Then I realized that it is very true. The people become the leader. Anytime his members take the platform, even when they are dancing, you can see that the dancing is very slow. Because the man is very slow. Talk slowly, act slowly. Oh, Reverend Steve, how are you? He will drag the you. Oh, hi, Mama J. And Reverend Stanley. Is he still leading worship? He will drag everything slow. When you go to the Archbishop's church, anybody who takes the microphone to pray, you know where he's coming from. He is an example to the flock. Are you there? Yeah. There's the Archbishop's place, they eat prayer. Even when somebody is coming to open your gate, when you press the bell and they're coming to open the gate, You see the person approaching the gate. Kuda bada kuda bada kuda bada 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 bada. What? Who do you want? Karabada da 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 da. The Archbishop is asleep. Karabada bada da karabada. But see the secretary dark man. Karabada bada shekara. Okay, bye bye. Karabada bada bada. The whole house is praise. They can't even break to talk to you, the visitor, without praying. He has full time, 24/7 intercessors in his house. Who, when they are coming to open the gate, they don't even have the courtesy to say that, oh, there's an important person behind the gate. Let me pray. No, no, no. They are coming to the gate with the prayers. Who do you want? The Archbishop. They can't stop praying. They can't stop praying. He is an example to the flock. May you become an example to the flock. People, your people are watching you. They are watching your mannerism. They are watching your conversation. They are watching your charity. How kind are you? Is there? Is our pastor kind? Because there are pastors who are not kind. There are pastors who are not kind. To a thing. You don't want to support anything. Don't want to give anything. Why should we carry our money and go and give to one headquarters? Are they the one looking after us here? That is why you're not prospering too. Because you have forgotten that. You have forgotten that. When a branch takes strength from the vine, whatever is in the vine will flow through the branches. When a branch disconnects from the vine, at a point, you wither away. You will wither away. Take it from me. You will wither away. So one of the best things to do is to stay connected to the vine, because you are a branch. There are some branches who, since they were born, constantly send their tithe to headquarters. And I see it, because then they bought property, they are buying a land, they are doing this. It's because they still are taking life. And I saw the design of the building. The design of the building is the same design as headquarters. 1, 2, 3, 4 stories office block, and the entrance and everything. Massive. They're about to build. And I tell myself that you will build it too much. Because you are still connected to the vine. Say amen. Now when you use your tongue to say something like, why should we send them money? Our pesos we are counting here. We should take it to them. What are you doing? You are disconnecting yourself from the branch. All those leaders who sit down and take and say, and then when somebody says, let's send our tithe, the tithe of our tithe, to go and bless our brethren. Why should we? Have you seen the kind of cars they park in front of their buildings every Sunday? What car do we park here? The little money we have, we should send it to them. Have you seen their coats? You see the kind of cars they are driving. The moment you are thinking that way, you are cutting yourself from the vine. Say amen. Yeah, cut yourself from the vine. You are not an example to the flock. You are sitting among leadership and you are sowing a bad seed. That we don't have to send money to a goddess. They have too much. Look at the building you are putting up there. But if I were you, I would carry 100 bags from my village and come and sow it as a seed so that I can also put up my building. But we here, the Archbishop, all my friends, Eastwood and Co., all these people, they don't need anything. The Archbishop doesn't need one city from CEM here. Doesn't need one city from here. The guy is blessed already. Blessed. And Mike, when I say blessed, the guy is blessed. He's going to be one of the first ministers of this country to own his own private jet. He's going to be the first, followed by I don't know who. I know the three who will get private jets in this country. But the first on the list is going to be the Archbishop. Oh, he's too passionate about it to get his private jet. He's blessed. Look, sometimes when I go to him, he doesn't. He will pull a bunch of dollars and then he said, how much do you need? He doesn't count it, you scoop it. See whether it is the amount you need. The guy is loaded. I'm carrying an offering to him. He has pulled up dollars. I feel like hiding my offering. He doesn't need my offering. But I am connecting. And you are in the blind there, you are sitting among your leaders. And you are sowing a discord why we should, giving them 10 reasons why we can't send money to headquarters. Okay. Reason number one, we are a branch. Reason number two, we don't have the money. Reason number three, we don't park cars here. We have more need. They have more money. You are giving them reason. What are you doing? We will survive without your tithe. But it will abound to you. You are connecting to the vine. So that whatever is flowing in the vine will also flow in the branches. Oh, am I making sense? Yeah. Every year, we package money to this one. And I tell myself, we are sowing a seed here. We take money. Dr. Mensah Otabo, we are going to his office just to go and greet him. We are carrying an offering. And our DVDs, offering everything. Dr. Mensah Otabo is one of the richest men of God in this country. What is your $2,000 going to do to him? Doesn't need $2,000 at all. The guy is blessed. When he travels abroad and he's blessed, he does the preaching and everything. He doesn't carry $1 from the airport to Kotoka. No, doesn't need it. You give, there's an account here. If you like, I'm going to put the money inside there. Go and put the money inside there. Then we, myself and Pastor Ali, we wear our suit. And everything, we go and we book an appointment. They give us an appointment several days. Then we go there, sit at the lobby, wait for him 1 hour, 1.5 hours before we are ushered in, sit in front of him, talk, discuss, invite him, and then we leave a carton of non-alcoholic wine and an offering. Not that he needs it. Put that thing in your mind. It's not that they need your offering, but you are connecting to something. There is a certain grace that you want to abound to. You are connecting to a grace. Oh, I wish the Lord would open your mind for you to understand that thing. You are connecting yourself to the grace of Paul. You see, you are looking for a higher oil. If I were you, end of the year, you put hampers in your vehicle and come around and come and give hampers to your overseers and pastors. Other pastors who are not CEM branches are the ones who are our own branches that we have given birth, the children we have given birth to from our womb. They don't appear here. It is the children, adopted ones. And I see these adopted children. Look, I have a son at Agege, Breakthrough Chapel. When he came and submitted to me, as he said he wants to call me his father, he was under a tent. He and his wife. The first they went and preached 3 days, they came and gave me 50 cedis. After I've labored for 5 days of preaching, 50 cedis plus oranges. Reverend, my wife and I, 50 cedis. Oh, I took it, blessed, they knelt down, I blessed them and everything. Then they started. The last time I went there, They had put up a building. Oh. Every year, you see them here, greetings, whatever, bring an offering, submit, kneel down. And it's showing. At this, that you who were born from the house, my papa, he goes abroad and goes, I don't see why I should carry my small money and go and give him. By the grace of God, I don't need that money. Because me too, I have people I connect. Say amen. Sometimes when Bishop Hewitt Mills come to preach here, when he finished preaching, you can preach for 1 hour. When he finished preaching for 1 hour, then myself and pastor will just go there and bless him. When we bless him, he said, Steve, I know you. You are not blessing me for the preaching. What you are giving me is not because of the preaching. I say, yeah. I'm connecting. Because I also have branches. I want to grow more branches. I'm connecting to the branch anointing. It is what we are giving him is not for the preaching he preached. Say amen. So when you see something good somewhere, you connect to it. But you don't use your tongue. I say, what do they need? Say amen. Yeah. Don't say that. Don't say that at all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So be in Ashama, be in Igbefi, be in whatever, all these places, Kotobabi, Mamobi, whatever. Be there. But connect to something. Let some oil flow from a higher altitude to where you are. But you can only do it when you connect your host. Yeah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you, the branch, you can go and buy some bags of rice, come and put it at the administrative office. You are sowing a seed to the pastors at headquarters. This is from this branch. This is end of year. Brought 10 bags. Oh, the moment we take the bags of rice home and we start eating it, there is some blessing that will flow to you. Not that we can't buy rice. Don't forget that. Not that we cannot afford it. So that it may abound to you a blessing. Say amen. Am I making sense of what I'm trying to do? It's because, it is the reason why Ajinasari and all these people will agree to come and preach on one platform. One of them was telling me that we, those of us you have put on a platform, we can't invite all ourselves. Yeah. One person there, I can't invite all the people that are on the platform. It means that there is a certain grace. We are always, when we see something going on, if we are Ajinasari, I'll just tell Pastor, I think we should go and sow this seed, then we go and do seed. The Archbishop is doing something, we go and sow seed. Bishop is what Moses is doing, then we go and sow. Every time we Reverend Issued, we just go there. Even though Reverend has not been preaching, myself and Pastor, we travel all the way to the north. We travel, we fly, and then we go and sleep in the guest room, go to his house, sit down with him, eat at table with him. Sow our seed, kneel down, praise for us. He said, whenever I come here, I see my children on your compound. I see my dead children on the compound of CEM. I said, that's why when I went there, I said, I'm 20 years. Will you come? He said, Steve, I am coming. This time I have dealt with my emotions. All the time he was not coming, we still send him yearly seed. Every year. Meanwhile, Reverend Issued is one of the most blessed men of God. His books, his tapes, his preaching, his travels, he's blessed. He's blessed. May the Lord turn your mind around so that you connect to something great. I will abound to you. A blessing. If Very, very important. Sow a seed into the headquarters fund. They are going, so let branch take a seed, take your first fruit, your first whatever, sow it somewhere. Sacrifice something somewhere. That the grace that is upon headquarters, may that grace also fall upon them. You know, our branch in Cape Coast, it's a very small one. Now they have designed his building. You should see the building. Because this guy, when we went and first preached his branch, it wasn't easy. Pastor, if I went there, it wasn't easy. But faithfully, you come. One day he traveled all the way from Cape Coast, drove here, brought me. I said, why? He said, I'm going back to Cape Coast. You mean you drove all the way from Cape Coast? I said, yes. And now, the last time I was there, went and saw their vast stretch of land that they have bought. Now, they have designed their building. He said, so he said, when they leave headquarters, the next place they must talk about is Cape Coast branch. He has connected himself as number two. Yeah, that's what he told me. So you see, it works. Hallelujah. It's working. May it work for you. May it work for you. Because your fathers are also doing it. We here are also doing it. We never appear before these men. When we went to the Archbishop, before we invited him there, I said, Papa, end of year, I brought our seed to say thank you. It's done. He said, it's done. It didn't say anything to you. It's done. Yeah. That's all. Then I took the invitation. Papa, I want you to come and preach on a Sunday. I'll be there. That's all. A seed can bring a papa. Yeah. But if we don't bless him, we don't honor him, whatever, and then we appear there with a long letter. He said, throw that away. Be thou an example to the flock. I see you become an example to the flock. Amen. Hallelujah. And then number five. An effective leader takes time off to pray. Mark 1:35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. May you depart into what? A solitary place. A secret place. A private place. And there pray. Hallelujah. Why is that important? So you can hear from God, number one, so that you can be refreshed, you can be revitalized, you can be re-energized. Say amen. Look at the following scriptures. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. It means, brother, don't say, I am too busy. The people are looking for me because you neglect your prayer. No. Leave the crowd and be alone with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, and he said unto them, let us go into the next town that I may preach there. For therefore came I forth. It means that it takes time. So, beloved in the Lord, may you take time off. May you all take time off. In the mornings, have a personal retreat somewhere, leave the crowd, leave the work, and go and pray and revitalize and come back. That's why Jesus never prayed for the sick. He commanded sickness to just leave. Because whenever he goes to the Father, he receives power from on high. Hallelujah. And I pray that during this synod, you'll be revitalized, you'll be revived, you'll be encouraged, and your ministry will blossom. God bless you, and I love you all.
We trust that this message has been a blessing. We invite you to worship with us this and every Sunday at the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry, Rehoboth Temple, North Legon. Our first service begins at 7 to 9:30 a.m. and second service 9:30 to 11 a.m. Our midweek teaching service every Wednesday 6 to 8 p.m. Prophetic Encounter, Thursdays 9 to 12 noon. Hours of Prayer, every Friday 6 to 8 p.m.